Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday.
Well, there was disappointment for Colchester United as they were beaten 2-0 away at Bradford City on Saturday as new manager Ben Garner watched on from the stand. The misery also continued for under-fire West Ham manager David Moyes as the Hammers were beaten 4-0 by Brighton. They are next in action on Thursday night when they face AEK Larnaca in the Europa Conference League. And Reece Nelson scored a 97th minute winner as Premier League leaders Arsenal came from 2 goals down to beat Bournemouth and go 5 points clear.
We've got in this office, we've got a Liverpool fan and an Arsenal fan and a couple of others like Watford and Tottenham. The Liverpool and the Arsenal side of the office are on such a buzz today.
What? Was there football on at the weekend? Oh my God.
Joe Kinch has been... I expected a bit more, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know which part of Liverpool Joe's from. I think he's Basildon. It's the Basildon side of Liverpool he's from.
Weather.
Well, this afternoon will continue to be dry and overcast. Some places may see some brief showers and temperatures on your big drive home, reaching highs of 7 degrees.
The showers are in Man United. It's just Man United fans' tears. They're just crying a lot.
Yeah, something about the time and you're up to date and I'm Stevie City.
I'm Stevie City,
you might as well finish it.
Yeah, excellent.
Who said that?
Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday?
Crazy about my money.
Come on. I got bills to pay. £1,000. Friday payday is coming.
3, 2, 1, go.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Hello, Essex, and welcome to Monday's Big Drive Home. Hope your weekend was good. We'll get into that after Metro Boomin.
Radio Essex.
And Creepin. It's Radio Essex, James Hype, Miggy De La Rosa, and Ferrari 10 past 3. Chris and Scott in the Big Drive Home. Hope your weekend was good. If you want to let us know how your weekend went, any highlights of the weekend, non-football related, there's many football related highlights, not as a Watford fan, I'm just saying there's many.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, there's a presenter on LBC called Tom Swarbrick, who I listen to sometimes, I really like, saw him at the game.
Oh, that's good.
There was a highlight, he was a Preston fan, obviously, he wasn't a Watford fan.
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw him, so that was a highlight, because like, I respect him, I think he's great, he's a good presenter, and I didn't know him, introduced myself, nice. The game wasn't exciting. It wasn't like being a Liverpool or an Arsenal fan, definitely.
No.
It felt more like being a West Ham fan, if I was honest with you.
Yeah, there's lots of those listening.
So non-football-related highlights this weekend, 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well and let us know how your weekend went. Mine was fairly straightforward, a bit of DIY at home and a non-existent Watford football match on Saturday. What about you?
It's been fun-filled, my weekend. So, didn't do much Friday, and then on Saturday I had a gig local here, and it was really good. Jojo on the radio, come see my gig. A few friends, my wife Kerry, we had a really, really nice time. But before that match, before going out, it could have been bad because obviously Arsenal were playing Bournemouth, we were 2-0 down, it was looking really bad. I could have spoilt my own evening. We ended up having an amazing night because Arsenal got the last minute winner. Then we had a brilliant gig. It was really good. Then on Sunday, got up, a little bit worse for wear, had to run the line at my son's football match. They're in the semi-final of the cup. So what was up for grabs was a place to play in the final at Roots Hall, Southend's ground. So such a big match. So I'm running the line, and that's nerve-wracking anyway, because obviously you don't want to, you know, give anything away and do anything wrong. And it ended up in a penalty shootout. It was Basildon Town, which is my son's team, who is the captain, and against Southend Manor. And there's big rivalry there, right? So, and we won in the shootout. Gavin scored a penalty. Max scored the winner. It was just incredible. And for the boys, they're only 16, right? They get to go and play at Roots Hall,
which is incredible, isn't it?
And the scenes afterwards. So even, you know, for all the football of the weekend, that was my favourite moment, watching my son score and watching the team win. It was just absolutely incredible. So just wanted to give him a shout out.
Do you know what? When they do that, and actually at Watford at the weekend, I was saying to a couple of people sitting next to me, when the kids come out at half time and do the penalty shootout,
Well, to be fair, it was the only goals I saw on Saturday. was little 8-year-old Jake from St Paul scoring a goal. I was like, come on!
Go on, Jake!
And the whole crowd, the Preston fans and the Watford fans, 24,000 of us, absolutely cheering because we were all, Preston were upset that they never see any goals. We're upset we never see any goals. So these 6-year-olds out doing a penalty shootout got properly cheered. I mean, like 20,000 people but cheering them.
It doesn't matter, like the level, like you
goal's
know, like
a
you,
goal.
You watch Premier League football and you watch Sunday League. It's so like, and the pressure that these boys have got on them to score a penalty.
But it's amazing to for them to be able to play at Roots Hall and
So they're playing there on the 21st.
Do you know who they're playing?
I don't know yet, but it's going to be a great game. I've just booked a flight home because I'm in Prague the night before. I'm getting a flight at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, you've got to be there. You've got to be there. Right, 14 minutes after 3. How about your weekend? Let us know. And you can grab us on the app as well. It's Radio Essex, Pink Pantheress and Boy's a Liar. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Hello to Sarah in Burnham. Hey, guys. Had a lovely chilled weekend. We just sat in under the covers and watched films all day. Oh, wow, Sarah, that sounds amazing. That sounds like a proper weekend.
That sounds like a good week. I'm doing that next weekend to recover.
When's Ted Lasso? Ted Lasso's coming soon, isn't it?
Oh, it
that's,
is, yeah.
That's definitely an under the covers duvet all day Ted Lasso. Although they're not
Are we watching that together?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Under the duvet.
Yeah, under the perfect. Oh, I
can't wait. Get Karen out somewhere and then we'll
drink
just
your Prosecco.
Amazing. Tara and Colin just completed a Butlin's 80s weekender. Back again next weekend for the Soul Weekender. Living the dream. Alan in Holbridge had a great weekend. I'm a Brighton fan, so I had a great time watching the game. Not only that, they had a great game, didn't they?
They did, yes.
Not popular around these parts, but good game. Not only that, but great weekend with the kids. We went to Go Ape, which was amazing. I've been there.
Go Ape's good.
Is that near the secret bunker?
I believe so.
It is, isn't it? It's next to the secret nuclear bomb, but no one knows where that is.
Yeah,
it's
a secret. It's a secret, yeah.
Thank you very much for those. Oh, and Trish says she went shopping on the weekend, first time without her kids shopping, and realised it was £35 cheaper.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Yeah, it does that. Yeah, they do spend more money than you need to. Do you think when you go through the bit where you're putting it all on the revolving thing?
No. Let's stick with it. What is it called?
The Travelator.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I just thought
What's the thing called at the supermarket you put your food on that moves?
It's called...
A flat escalator.
No. See, now you've got...
It's a Travelator in an airport, isn't it?
No, it's not called a Travelator. It's called the... Oh, I see. It's got...
Somebody's going to text this. There's got to be a name.
No, there is a name, and I knew the name until you didn't say it. What's it called, Tom?
Why are we asking
I don't even know how to search it.
What's the thing on the text? What's the thing that you put your shopping on that moves?
No, it's...
Oh, conveyor belt.
Conveyor belt, there you go.
Sue in Holbridge, you've won the conveyor belt competition. Thank you very much. Yeah, Everyone's texting conveyor belt now. So what was the point of that?
You
put the stuff on the conveyor belt. It's like some kind of TV show, and you're like, this and you've bought Nutella.
But what I don't understand is why, because I do it, they've put loads of stuff in, and you almost feel a little bit silly taking it out, so you end up paying it and then telling your kids off afterwards in the car.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, well, why did you buy it? You bought it.
Yeah, they're cheeky.
It's crazy. 3:20, big drive home. It's Monday. Pink coming up with Trust 4. We'll get on Coldplay for you as well soon. It's Radio Essex, Pink. And Trust 4. Don't know if you saw her performance a couple of weeks ago on Graham Norton's show. With the performer that was on the trampoline, and it was incredible.
Yeah, no. So my dad's been talking about it for a while, and he was talking about she'd done a live lounge thing, and she's so talented, and she's really good. I watched that this morning. Unbelievable. If you've not seen it, it's on YouTube. It's incredible. The performer, as Chris said, he's on the trampoline.
His name's Juan Bourgeois or something like that, and they actually credit him because he's ridiculous.
Yeah, and actually, what you just said off air that. They actually spoke to him afterwards and
He's doing this performance all the way through, which makes the whole performance. It's mesmerizing.
You can't take your eyes off him, can you?
No, and he's on a trampoline and he falls back onto the trampoline and then jumps back onto the stairs where he's standing. And you'll have to watch it. Google on YouTube. It's there. Pink Trustful on the Graham Norton show. But it was so good. The end of it. Normally what happens, they go, ladies and gentlemen, Pink, woo! And the performer or the dancer doesn't get any credit.
Who's made the show.
But they started talking to him. Like Graham Norton was talking to him, going, mate, how did you learn how to do that? And where have you been doing that? And where can we see you? And what's your YouTube channel and stuff?
Because her performance is incredible. Yeah. Like, when she does her tours, she's so good.
Well, she does the acrobatics.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Yeah, it was good. Check it out on there. It was pretty much everywhere on YouTube. Pink Trustful from the Graham Norton Show. It's so good. Right, KSI, Oliver Tree and the Voices, Radio Essex 328. Radio Essex, Coldplay, Higher Power. Hi to Phil, said he had a bit of a nightmare weekend. His partner broke her hip. She had to have an emergency operation, just waiting for her to be discharged from the hospital. Then it goes on to say, but it's not all that bad because Chelsea won.
Is he?
What? Yeah, I took my tablet with me to watch the football. Chelsea won. No. Whoop, whoop. All the best, lads. Great show.
Phil. Mate, listen.
That's the best takes I've ever got.
Because I did actually read the last bit, right? I read quite slow. I was just reading
through. Well, you imagine the last bit was, I hope she gets better soon.
Well, no, it's because it starts with, had a bit of a nightmare. Like, that's more of a bit of a nightmare.
Shall I read it word for word?
Go.
Had a bit of a nightmare weekend. My partner broke her hip. She had to have an emergency operation.
Emergency operation.
Just waiting for her to be discharged from the hospital. But it's not all that bad, because I took my tablet with me and I watched the football. Chelsea actually won. Whoop, whoop. All the best, lads. Great show.
I hope you're not listening, Phil. I really do. I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I hope she's okay.
But come on, the Chelsea.
Well, Chelsea. All right, Lizzo and To Be Loved on the way. Going to talk about overrated television shows in a second. And there are a few.
There is a few.
We'll do that after Lizzo. As Lizzo and Am I Ready? It's the big drive home. Chris and Scott for Monday. Thank you so much for having us on. Yeah, we're talking about TV shows because Breaking Bad is the most overrated TV show in history, according to a viewers poll.
That's ridiculous.
That's what the poll says. It ran from 2008 to 13. So it ran good 5 years, was hailed by many as the best drama ever. I know, Scott, you thought it was the best thing ever.
I thought it was brilliant.
Despite huge box set sales, 47% of people in a poll described the show as boring. Even Stranger Things was described as tedious.
What is wrong with people?
With 37% saying it was overrated. Classic 90s shows, Friends was branded as overhyped by 27% of the people polled. What I want to know is, what show do you think is overrated? For me, I didn't really see Breaking Bad. Didn't appeal to me at all, so I never watched it. So I don't need to comment about it. Never saw it. But I've seen a bit of Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Gonna say it, overrated, overhyped. Ooh. And overrated.
This is how big my opinion on it. You just said Game of Thrones, and then I nearly swore on the back.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
I just had to take a little breath there and realise where I was.
Yeah,
I was gonna say it's, and then a word that starts with S. It's really bad. Yeah. Right, and there's going to be people getting really upset now because
I can feel them texting now
because they love it, right? And I get that everyone's got their own opinion on what's good and what's bad.
I tried it. I tried a good 5 or 6 episodes, and I was like, I don't get this at all.
I probably can't formulate a full opinion on it, and this is because I gave it about 10 minutes, and I went, "What is this stuff that I'm watching?"
Stuff, yeah.
I just didn't understand it. Now, it's because it's just a bit far-fetched and it's a bit weird, but I didn't like it.
But I never come from watching stuff like Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, or anything like that, so I don't know whether Game of Thrones wasn't really aimed at me. You watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I watched all of it.
So, do you think you need to have a background in a bit of Harry Potter or something along? No?
No,
just
no,
straight
I don't
into Game
so.
Of Thrones?
Yeah.
No, I don't get it. I mean, this is the thing, it's going to be... It's a hard one because I've watched shows that other people just don't understand. I like Red Dwarf. So many people.
Yeah, but that's fun.
Yeah, but so many people don't like it. Like my wife, she laughed once at Red Dwarf and I said, "Oh, so you do like it?" And I've made her watch it for years. She hates it. Right? It's not. It's not good. I love it though. But I know that the comedy in Red Dwarf is very different. Like, it's not. It's a bit out there.
Yeah.
But like, I'm trying to watch Peaky Blinders because. So many people tell me how good it is, right? And there's so much of it. I want to watch it. I've heard a lot about it, like good things. I can't get into it. See, look, Rufus said Peaky Blinders, overrated.
Love 24 with Jack Bauer. Now, we're looking for overrated TV shows, not shows you loved, although 24 with Jack Bauer is brilliant.
I've not seen it.
Oh,
not
so good. Because it's done in real time. I did a 24-hour marathon around a mate's house. We had beers and Chinese, and we literally watched in real time 24 hours of 24 hours.
Oh, see, I think
I was told it was really good.
That sounds like something I would like to do.
Angie says, "Game of Thrones. I tried watching it four times. All four times, I've fallen asleep within the first 35 minutes." Ruth says, "Peaky Blinders overrated." Yeah, get yours in. Grab us on the app as well if you want to call and talk through your show hates. Let us know. TV shows you think are overrated. It's Radio Essex, Sam Smith, Calvin Harris. I'm Not Here to Make Friends. 10 to 4. Breaking Bad is the most overrated TV show in history. See, I'm Not Here to Make Friends. That's
You're not.
A survey. I've not seen it. You disagree.
I think it's brilliant. Right now, I'll be honest, right? A lot of people give up on when they get to season two with Breaking Bad. The reason why is because it's very... Season two is very slow, right? So they say to you, get through season two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's worth it, and yeah. They are right.
I don't like all of that type of stuff. Phil says, I think Lost has got to be the worst one. Scott, Peaky Blinders gets good about halfway through season three. Make it good at the beginning of season one.
Well, this is what I mean. So I've got to be invested for halfway through season three. I've then got to go, oh, excellent, I love it.
Yeah, but you could say at the weekend watching your beloved Arsenal, yeah, it gets good around 97 minutes. It gets good
Excuse
right
me, it got right good at the 60th minute when it was back on. No, but that doesn't happen everywhere, does it?
No, well... Aretha says Game of Thrones and The Office. Aretha's in America, so I don't know whether you mean The Office America Office or The English Office.
They're both amazing.
Are overrated. I've tried to watch a full episode, just can't change the channel after 10 minutes. I end up changing channels. I remember first watching The Office and not understanding what it was and thinking, well, this is just... I nearly swore there. This is just a...
We're doing well today,
This is it? Just a bad yeah. documentary. Because that's what I thought.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is awful. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
Why am I... Because no one knew who he was.
So no,
was
no,
like,
no.
Who's this guy? Then when I sussed out and I worked it out, I was like, yeah. Oh, I see. It's a parody. Oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I kind of got it.
I didn't know you liked The Office, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, fact. Julie, Love Island, Big Brother, The Only Way is Essex, Chelsea, and all of those are overrated, says Julie. I would
no,
go
she
along
actually
with that.
Nearly swears, doesn't she?
Doesn't,
like
she
we did, yeah.
What a load of tosh. Big Brother, I'm looking forward to it coming back, but I think at the time it started to get a little bit mind-numbing.
It needed to be parked, didn't it, for
yeah.
a while?
Yeah. Deb says, nothing to add on the overrated TV, but Scott, you must watch 24. Get your wife Kerry to watch it with you. Starts a bit slow and dated, but worth sticking with. Chris, Designated Survivor after 24 is worth trying if you haven't already. I'll give that a go. What am I watching at the moment? There's a fitness thing called Get Out or Go Home or something like that. And it's eight people, I would say people like us three that yeah. aren't necessarily at the gym every day. And they go onto an island with eight athletes.
Right, okay.
And they pick an athlete each to work with, and they just do these endurance challenges, and there's some lazy ones in there. Oh, my foot still hurts. And then they cut to... It's hosted by the Radio 1 guy, Jordan North.
Oh, okay.
He's really, really good. And he hosts it, and he looks at the camera and says, the medic said there's nothing wrong with his foot. And it's,
yeah,
just,
right.
It's just really, really funny. I just saw that. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called Go Hard or Go Home. I think it's called that.
Okay,
it's
that,
really,
that sounds
really good.
Better than the first
really
time
good.
You said it.
American Office is Aretha, so it is the American Office. Try the UK one, because I think you get
they're
it.
They're both brilliant. Like I can't have anyone saying that either of them are bad. They're brilliant, brilliant.
Angie says Tiger King was overrated.
I'm going to say something about that.
Go on.
I loved Tiger King, but I think I loved Tiger King because I was bored in lockdown, and
yeah,
I think they've done so well.
Yeah.
I think the timing of Tiger King was just perfect.
Oh,
because everyone was in lockdown, and it was like, it was almost like a trend. People
I don't
were like,
think anyone would have watched it if it wasn't lockdown.
I don't think they would have. I mean, and staggering how well it done.
Yeah.
I think if you went back and watched it now, when you've actually got lives,
yeah,
you'd go, this is rubbish.
I haven't got time to watch
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. Annabelle says Stranger Things. Tiger King comes up a couple of times. Yeah, overrated TV shows. There's been a survey. Breaking Bad is apparently the most overrated TV show in history. You've come up with Stranger Things as well. I can't believe Friends is in there. Friends isn't overrated, is it? I mean, it's world-class comedy.
So, Tom doesn't
like
but
Friends.
But then my son, Brennan, he's 21, he used to love Friends, but now he can't watch it, he says, because of the laughter track. He said, like, it's too much. But I can't not watch it. If it's on the TV, and I turn the TV on, a bit like Only Fools and Horses, if it's on, I watch it.
What I find weird sometimes is, I was talking to you about this the other day. I'd sit and watch an episode of Friends and I'd think, I haven't seen this one before. But I know I have because I've seen them all.
Yeah, I had all the box sets.
And I think, this is one I haven't seen before. It's like unveiling treasure.
How good would it be, right, if you could forget that you've seen it? Like, yeah. You could erase Friends from your memory and then watch it for the first time.
Because
I remember you saying about Sam, your youngest, that you were jealous of him, that he was getting to experience, and I've done that with my boys, they're getting to experience Rocky for the first time and all that, and you're like, oh my God, I'm so jealous that you're getting to watch this.
And Harry, the other week when he said, new Ted Lasso's out, I need to watch the original Ted Lasso, and I was like, have you not seen it? And he went, no, and I was like, oh, can I sit and watch it with you?
I hope you've moved him out.
Yeah, no, he's watched it all now. But I sat and watched him watch it, because I wanted to watch him watch it, because I was like, oh my God, I love
he's
this.
Excited, yeah.
Somebody hasn't seen The Office before, and you're like,
Watch it.
81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Grab us on the app as well. You know where we are. Monday on the Big Drive, home news and travel coming up. We've got Mimi Webb's Red Flags and Alok with Deep Down coming up.
This is Radio Essex, a hit music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
All right, coming up, details of how you could be at this summer's Hideaway Festival. We have a chance for you to grab your tickets coming up.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
I'll let you know what song you're listening out for and what you could win after Alok, which follows Mimi Webb, Red Flags. It's Radio Essex, LF System and Hungry. 12 minutes after four. My cat's hungry at the moment. I am feeding her, but she's got little tablets from the vets. I hope she's not listening because she'll suss me right out. They're intelligent. They're more intelligent than I thought. I'm sitting at by the thing. I'm putting the cat food in the bowl and then I'm like cutting this tablet up into the cat food. She's looking at me going, I can see you doing it. I know what you're doing to my cat. I'm not going to eat that because you've put stuff in it.
Well, so we have to give our dog, so it's obviously the same, the cat or dog, we have to give our dog a tablet because she itches, so it's like a Puritan type tablet.
Yeah.
And has to have it every day. And, like, so I'm having to roll it in, like, expensive ham. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, we're buying this ham and I'm, like, rolling it up. And the dog, like, sometimes, like, eats the ham and then drops the tablet. I'm like, are you joking? Another bit of ham. Like, or I put it inside, like, a biscuit or anything.
Yeah, yeah,
they look at it and they can, smell it.
I think that's what it is. I said to Karen, I think she either can smell it or she can see me doing it. She was like, don't be stupid. And I'm like, but she's looking at me as if to say, what are you putting in there? Why don't you just put it on the floor like you normally do in the bowl? Why have you taken the bowl away? Why are you doing all that? What are you preparing up there?
Yeah. I mean,
I put it down and I look at it and go, yeah. And she just looks at me and goes, yeah, I'm not eating that.
It's when you have to worry when Karen stops eating your dinners.
What did you put in this?
Nothing. Nothing, Karen. Why are you being so suspicious?
Right, 14 minutes after four, it's the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. How are you doing, AK Essex? With Lewis Capaldi coming up and hopefully Texas. Your chance to win the Hideaway tickets on the way.
This
brilliant Texas and Say What You Want 426 Big Drive Home
Hideaway Festival on Radio Essex.
So Texas at the Hideaway Festival in Chelmsford in August, along with Bastille, Freya Ridings, Ella Henderson. There's some amazing acts going to be performing there, and you could be there as well. We've got a full switchboard on hold. We are randomly selecting one of those to go through on the radio, and if it's you, you've won those tickets. Line two, Katie.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Katie, you just won tickets to go to the Hideaway Festival in Chelmsford.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I can't wait, that'd be great.
Who's your favourite artist out of all that lot?
Ella Henderson and Tom Grennan. That's our wedding song, so I love that song. So I can't wait to meet Ella Henderson.
Let's Go Home Together. Yeah, that's a great tune.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Well, listen, you've got tickets in August to the Hideaway Festival. And, yeah, enjoy. Hope you have a good night there.
Thank you very much. Can my daughter just say hi?
Of course she can.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
What's your name?
Katie.
Are you on the school run?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Do you want to say hi to anyone at school?
Say hi to everyone at school. Hi, everyone at Temple.
There you go.
Perfect.
Did the trick. What's for dinner tonight?
I don't know. Meatballs, I think.
Meatballs. Nice. Standard Monday night dinner. Listen, girls, thank you very much for calling and hope you enjoy your tickets for Hideaway.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Take care. I've got all your details. Bye-bye. You don't need to hold on. We've got everything we need. We'll give you a call and get it all sorted out for you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Katie.
Bye.
Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze. Which is the air freshener in my bathroom.
I think it is.
Lavender. I think that's what she's singing about. She came around. Came around for dinner with her boyfriend.
Don't know.
Husband.
Don't know.
Boyfriend. And both. They both came. And she went to the bathroom. She went, saw your lavender haze.
And she sang it, though, didn't she? Did I just say your lavender?
And then she said, oh, I'm going to write a song about that one, Dan. I went, yeah, right, of course you are. Bosh.
Sounds unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Can't be, because you just said it.
Said it, it's true. So I want you to share with the class what you shared with me just now.
Right, so I've just had to do a horrible job. Like, I've had to long it off for a while because I knew that it was a bit, I didn't want to do the job.
So it's a house job?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just outside the house. It was, so basically, for a while, the sink in the kitchen has been backing up a little bit. It's not been draining.
Yeah.
Not been draining as well. Now, it can be several things. So you go through a process, don't you, of elimination, because you don't want to do the bad bit. You want it to be a simple problem. So the first thing to do would be, I made sure that everything had drained out very, very slowly. It drained out. And then I got under the sink. I've got one of my best mates is a plumber, so he always says to me, do this, do that, and then, you know, to eliminate, right? So I've taken the trap away so I can, to the U-bend, so I can see if it's clear in there. Relatively clear. And I was like, right, okay. So I've done it back up, and I'm thinking, then I'll get some chemical stuff that you put down, put it down. Doesn't work. And I'm thinking, what is this? It's bad. So now I know that I've got to investigate outside. Mm. I've had a little look in it. I can't see anything. I'm thinking, what's wrong? So yesterday, I'm washing up in the sink, and Kerry's outside that she's tidying the back garden. She went, Scott, there's a little bit of water coming from where the drain is. And I went, is there? I went, okay. So I walk out, and there's, I mean, I don't know why she said a little bit of water. There's quite a lot of water, right? And it's not clean water. I can see bits of spaghetti and stuff.
Yeah, you can see the water you've just seen in your sink.
And I'm thinking, oh no, this is bad. This means it's backed up. So I'm thinking there's a break in the pipe. So what I've had to do today, because I couldn't do it last, it was too late last night. So I've said, don't use a sink. I've had to, it's making me feel sick just talking about it now. So what's happened is the stones,
yeah,
where, like, because you've got, like, the soak away bit,
yeah,
they've blocked the drain, haven't they? So now everything that goes down the sink and everything that comes out of the clothes, because you've got the washing machine, the dishwasher,
all the
and
waste,
the sink,
yeah,
all of the free wastes are just backing up into my garden, right? So I've had to take the manhole cover off, and yeah, I'm looking, and now I can see the thing, and I can see that nothing's coming through, nothing's giving. But to get my hand down there, and I'm picking out the stones, and I'm picking, and, you know, then 4 months ago, spaghetti, the smell was diabolical, right? So in the end, I've had to get down the mat. I've had a nightmare. This is all before I've come here, and I'm still smiling.
Yeah. Could have washed your hands.
No. This really gets bad. I've showered. I've washed my hands about 78 times, and I'm telling you, my left hand still smells. There's something because it's old food. It's the there oil. Jobs, it's the waste.
There are jobs that you have to do at home that are disgusting. There's certain jobs. I mean, even that bit where you open the dishwasher and all the bits of food have got caught in that thing that you unscrew and you take out. And even that's horrible. And you're like, how is there hair in it?
Are you the only person in your house that does that job?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, you get the pink and the brown and the pink and the blue jobs, right? I don't understand why Kerry can't just fish some stuff out every now and again. Like, why am I down the manhole? Why am I down the manhole with the stuff? I mean, I wouldn't let her do it, but she could offer and pretend, couldn't she? Like, it's disgusting.
Is it one of the most disgusting jobs you have to do in-house, unless you can think of more, because there are some horrific jobs.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would kind of like to play a little game of top trumps. If you can top trump me now.
As that's the most disgusting job you've had to do in your house.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's probably one of the worst. I mean, there was one other time I was down the manhole and it wasn't sink waste. That was probably
the worst. Horrific.
Yeah, that was, yeah, when it splashed up at me and I was wearing a boiler suit. Yeah, it wasn't great. Because you know when you unclog it,
yeah.
And then you go,
and it goes, oh,
I'm unclogged now, and yeah. Oh, and you're down the manhole. Good luck. It's not good.
And you can grab us on the app as well. It's Radio Essex, Joel Corey, Becky Hill, and History 448. Hello, it's Chris and Scott. Big drive home till 6, and then
JoJo on the radio.
He's here from 6 tonight. Thanks for all your text about the horriblest, dirtiest job in your house. Scott had a horrific drain experience over the weekend. Dan in Pitsy says, hey lads, I remember my son used to pick his nose in bed. He used to then wipe them on the wall. It got to a point where I was done with it because it was disgusting and I'd be embarrassed for him when he'd invite his mates round. So I took a scraper.
Oh, wallpaper scraper. Oh,
that is horrific.
Oh, I feel sick.
I'm gagging.
I feel sick.
Completely took off his wallpaper. I then told him to repaper the wall and not do what he was doing again. And he's going to be the one redoing in the wall if he does, and he hasn't done it. So that's good.
Thank God for
good.
That.
Thank you for that, Dan in Pitsy. Another Dan says, so Mrs. K can't peel the £2 sticker off my birthday card as it might chip her nails, so it's become a blue job. So I take my own birthday card price sticker off.
Oh, come off it.
Hope you get the smell off your hands, Scott. Chris, don't let Scott touch any buttons or make tea.
I've actually made two cups of tea.
I've only just realised. Yeah, but you didn't give me that information before you made the tea.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't want to waste spoons. I stir it with my finger.
Thanks. Sean Sparks in Telling says, how about having to unblock the drain to my cesspit? That was badly backed up on Christmas Eve. Not nice.
Honestly, my heart goes out to you, Sean, because it's a horrendous smell.
Alex in Billericay, agree with you both, Chris and Scott. Can't stand getting wet food out of the sink. Why is that? Isn't it weird? Like,
But there's something in it. Because even though you've just eaten it, the only difference is...
It's got water on it.
But
it's so true.
But it's vulgar.
But it's not, though, is it? Pick bits of spaghetti out, which is cooked in water. It's still got water on it when you put it on the plate, because it's been in water. But as soon as it goes from the plate to the sink, it's like, oh, I'm not touching that.
Do you know what I do?
What?
I shut my eyes. I shut my eyes and put it in the thing.
Yeah, so not a top trump of Scott, but I used to hate it when the kids were young and I'd have to change the sheets when the kids had an accident. My husband would never, ever change the beds when it happened, only ever to me, says Alex in Billericay. Anonymous said, it's so gross, I can't even put a name to it, but my husband had to unblock the toilet as he pulled out the suction tool. About 4 months worth of stuff splashed back at him.
Do you know what? This happened to me, and I kid you not, I had to phone my plumber mate and said, and he went, I thought you'd realise that once you get rid of the blockage, you need to get out of the way. I just stood down the manhole and just said it
all. Come and get me!
But I didn't realise, I just heard, I was like, oh my God, I think it's working. Oh, it's worked.
And then the big...
Oh, it was bad.
Radio Essex, it's 10 to 5, Monday with Jax Jones, Callum Scott. It's Whistle. Radio Essex, Jax Jones, Callum Scott's and Whistle, 5 to 5, big drive home, talking about the worst jobs in the house. I had to do the bins the other day and we hadn't done it for like 3 weeks, which I know is disgusting.
That is too many.
When you get the bottom one though, it was gross.
Oh, it's not good, is it?
All sorts of stuff going on there. Sam in Basildon says, my wife is a complete hoarder. So one day we were trying to go through some of her stuff in the cupboards, like sort through some of her old clothes and get rid of a few. And you never guess what? I found under a pile of clothes. Oh my God, that's grim.
Oh, I've just read it.
An old plate with mouldy food on it. So grim.
No.
Sam in Basildon. That's right. You must have been able to smell something.
Yeah, I think my clothes are a bit musky. No, it's the burger that you left there 4 months ago.
Jane Shubery says, had to do the drains the other day too, Scott. I sympathise with you. Had a bit of splashback. It was horrible. Jane Shubery, thank you for that. And thank you for all of those. It made you feel better. It wasn't the worst job in the world.
No.
You keep using the anti-back off of COVID on your hands. I keep seeing you grab...
Yes,
I didn't even know we had anti-back in here.
Yeah,
still.
Because, honestly, like, it's only my left hand. It smells. I don't like it. Trying to get rid of it. I've showered so many times. It won't go.
It's in your nose, though, the smell, isn't it?
No, well...
And then you smell and you're like, I can still smell it. 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message if you want to get in touch with the show. We're coming back with Lizzo with SZA. Special we'll get on for you. Mae Stevens' new tune as well. And a brand new round of the A to Z of music. We're on the letter
D.
D. I knew
might
that.
Just leave it there.
ABC. D.
Yes.
Letter D on the A to Z of music. We'll get into that as well after five on the Big Drive Home. Stay with us.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night.
Here we go. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Right, A to Z of music coming up very soon. Also give you a chance to find out how you can win some money on the radio as well.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I love a bit of money. That's all on the way. First, Lizzo and SZA special.
Are listening to
Radio Essex.
H, Ed Sheeran. And my G, 10 past five. Hi to Debs, just sent a text in, a picture of Colchester with all the bunting up, ready for the king, and Camilla's there tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? It's tomorrow, isn't it? The tour of Colchester.
Yeah, it is.
All the bunting is up.
So everyone's going to be very excited for that.
There'll be loads of road closures, though, as Debs said. It's probably worth mentioning. It'll be chaos tomorrow if you're actually trying to drive around Colchester.
I'd walk.
That'd be tricky. 12 minutes after five, if we ever broke up, it's like playing all the songs. It's like all the people that are like best mates of Joe Kinch that we play.
Yeah.
She's another one that did an interview with Joe Kinch on the radio. You can hear that again. Joe's got a podcast now.
He's copying us, isn't he?
I think a couple of other people have done podcasts as well on the radio.
Yeah, but let's just say he's copying us because, you know.
He is, what's his podcast called?
The Evening Show Podcast.
And is that all you have to put in?
Yeah.
Well,
it's very good, actually. Yeah. It's very good.
And it's got all the, and it's interviews. Is it the show like ads or is it just the interviews? Or
just the interviews for him.
Okay. So if you want to go and download, if you haven't heard the Mae Stevens interview, what was the other interview you did recently?
Riders?
No, the Key and the Crow. That's a fantastic interview. If you want to go and hear that, just search up the Evening Show Podcast. We've got a podcast too on there as well, called the Big Drive Home Podcast. It's basically all the best bits of the show. It's not 3 hours, if that's what you're saying, because that would make sense. Just rerun the fun.
We get rid of the songs, this podcast. We get rid of the ads.
Yeah.
Some of the news, unless he does something funny.
Yeah.
And this is on there.
This bit we're talking about now?
Yeah, yeah, it's on there.
What's on the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, podcasters.
It's also on the radio now.
Yeah, I know, hello radio as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Just pick which one ever applies to you.
If you're listening to the podcast, hello.
It's not
to the radio
it's
now.
It's not 14 minutes past five on a Monday afternoon.
It's not.
If you're listening to the podcast.
On the train on a Tuesday.
Yeah, hello to you Tuesday people. Crazy. Time travel, eh?
I know, wow.
It's amazing. So the podcast is available. It's called the Big Drive Home Podcast. If you ever miss a show, like Andrew says, big thank you to producer Tom for the full episodes of the Big Drive Home. It makes missing the show because of my new job slightly less upsetting.
There you go. See, well done, Tom. That's actually someone giving you credit for something that you've done in your day.
Wow.
That is a well done for doing your job.
This is like when Scott said well done to me.
Yeah, this is
you
an appraisal.
You wrote that down, did you?
Appraisal. It's an appraisal.
Well done, mate.
Well done for doing your job.
Cheers,
kids, guys. Kids are loving it as well.
Whee!
So I think that's more appropriate, that one.
Everybody's happy with you doing your job. Even Ross McGrain.
Unbelievable, mate.
Everybody is happy. Everybody is happy.
We did use that more. I like that. Unbelievable, mate.
Unbelievable.
So, if you want to download the podcast, you can do that. It is the Big Drive Home Podcast. If you want to listen to JoJo's interviews, you can check out the Evening Show Podcast. And I'm sure if you just type in Radio Essex, you'd get a full array of podcasts.
Yeah.
From Radio Essex, I presume. I would imagine that's how it works.
Yeah. I reckon so.
Wherever you get your podcasts from, they are available. This show will be up an hour after the show finishes, which is
unbelievable.
Crazy. It's like 7 o'clock. That is
unbelievable, mate. Unbelievable, mate.
Woo! Lewis Capaldi.
Even after all this time.
Let's forget me. It's 5:23. It's the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Thank you for having us on. And if you want to end the show tonight, it's on you.
It's really easy. All you have to do is say, Monday, completed it, mate.
Any style you want.
Well, yeah. I mean, how would you do it today? I don't know. Do what you like.
Any style.
Yeah, any style today. Monday, completed it, mate. Get it on the app. Do us a voice note. It'll work.
81400 is not going to help you, so I'm just telling you that's not
Yeah, that's
one.
Not going to... Don't do
no,
that.
No, no.
Use the app.
Use
voice
the
note.
App. voice notice. Get your Monday completed, mates, in, and you could be ending the show tonight. Do it now. Calvin Harris, Charlie Puth. Here's Obsessed, Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex on the big drive home for Monday. Chris and Scott, Joe coming up from 6 tonight, and then Lauren with Essex Chilled. If you had a heavy day of work today, set your radio, turn it on, whatever you do, press the button, get Alexa to do it, because we're that lazy now.
I mean, I get Alexa to turn the lights on, so I can get the radio
on. You can do that easily. And Essex Chilled, just like a massage to the ears.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that should be Essex Chilled. It's like a massage to the ears.
Now, the A to Z of music.
We'll look into that. Right, 5:27, Monday, on the big drive home with the A to Z of music. Let's go for the letter D. And, of course, being a Monday, this is what we're looking for.
Monday. Solo singers.
So the best solo singers, beginning with D, it's the Christian name, not the surname, so Daniel Bedingfield would be a D.
Yes, Daniel Bedingfield, then you've got Diana Ross.
David Bowie. Desiree.
Dido.
They were all suggestions from Honey. Thank you very much, Honey, who's listening to us in Israel. We're also going for Dido and David Bowie as well. So it's completely up to you who you think is the best solo singer, beginning with D, as we do the A to Z of music, and the idea of how it works will just become apparent as the day goes on and the weeks go on. And because it's very hard to explain. So you can text A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message, and you can grab us on the app as well. Who do you think should be in the A to Z of music? Solo artist beginning with D. Get your suggestions in now. It's Radio Essex, Risa Aura, and You Only Love Me. It's 5:33. It's Chris and Scott, big drive home for Monday on the A to Z of music. So many suggestions. I mean, so many suggestions for Monday for solo artists. Thank you very much for all of those. We just need to choose which two are going to go through.
Monday, solo singers.
Let me just think about how I say this. Will going for Dido.
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Dido.
Yeah. And also somebody else, which is actually in there. Dave is he's going to be a Rapstar DJ, isn't he? He could be in tomorrow's Rapstar.
Yeah, he could be.
Great solo artist, beginning with D, no brainer. Has to be Denise LaSalle, says Mr. and Mrs. B in Hockley. Don't mess with my tutu, a hidden gem from 1985. I weirdly remember that song.
I don't, actually.
Don't mess with my tutu.
Oh, I do.
Don't mess with my tutu.
Yeah, she was not good.
Lisa from Wickford going for David Gray. He's amazing. Aretha going for David Lou Roth. I'm not sure if this counts, says Mike, listening in Trinidad and Tobago. But DJ Khaled, for the music he produces, always bangers. Love listening from a warm beach in Trinidad and Tobago. We don't care, Mike.
I've been there. It's lovely, but we don't care.
He's a DJ, so he'll be on tomorrow's show. We have got two artists, and they are Dua Lipa and Levitating, which is this one. Hang on, let's get the best bit.
There it is.
I'm levitating. So if you want this song, just put Dua Lipa in your message box. Could end the show tonight just before 6. Or, talking of legends beginning with D, David Bowie.
Good song.
So it's up to you. David Bowie, put David Bowie in your message box if you want just Bowie. And if you want to hit Dua Lipa, just put Dua in your message box. Grab us on the app as well. The winning tune will, one, go forward to the A to Z of Music final for D, but also will get played at the end of the show tonight just before 6 o'clock. Modern Love or Levitating. Dua Lipa or David Bowie. Get your votes in now.
You liar.
House on fire.
We sing all the songs, Jojo. We sing them together. We sing.
Ooh,
who's that?
That's what I do.
Is that
Joe?
Yeah.
Oh. House on fire.
When's she coming into the show?
What do you mean? She's already been on.
You've had Mimi Webb already?
Yeah,
on the show.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, weeks ago, mate. Did you keep up with the podcast?
We spoke about the album, which just came out Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Everybody's on your show. It's like everybody we play. It's like... There's a little note that says, oh, don't forget when you're playing this song, mention, right, remember, don't do birthdays, and also remember that this person's been on JoJo on a radio show, and it's like every song we play.
Uh-huh.
I see Joe at the weekend. He
did
come
you?
To my show.
Yeah.
He comes to the Five show.
He
loved it. I see him. I was, like, searching. I was, like, trying to see him.
Singing.
And then
Looked, while you were singing?
Yeah. And I looked to my right.
I saw it says eyes scanning around.
There he was, gave me a little fist pump, and his family were there. It was really, really nice.
Did you invite him backstage for a little beer?
Well, no, yeah, I did, but the problem is you have to be careful, you know, because he's only 12. and he bought his high chair with him, and he come there, and I said, oh, he's all right, he's with me. They said, he looks underage. I said, he's not.
You're babysitting.
Yeah, I'm babysitting. yes, he had a beer, obviously alcohol-free.
Yeah.
And he said he was drinking...
In a Ribena.
Yeah, he said he was drinking vodka orange, but it was just orange. Because obviously he's not allowed. He thinks he's older, but he's not.
Yeah, no, it's funny.
Yeah. So it was very nice to see you, Jack.
This weekend you've watched Fife perform in Southend,
uh-huh.
And you've watched Liverpool, your team, win 7-0.
What was better?
Careful.
Be very careful.
I think the gap's a problem.
I mean, they're both on par.
Yeah. Hey, I'll take that.
As a Liverpool fan watching Seven going past their arch rivals,
uh-huh.
And he's matched your gig with the same as that. He's lying, to be polite.
Yeah, no, I know he is. Yeah, I've got just a little critique, though, of our show.
Okay.
I met Joe's mum. She doesn't like the Joe John radio thing. I've told her we're going to continue saying
it. Did you take your mum to a nightclub?
Yeah.
You are a legend.
She hated the Joe John the radio, but Scott made it, so I had to say it to get in.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
I was like, so the doorman would only let him in if he said Joe John the radio?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah. So
my mum turned around and went, that is the only time I've liked you saying that.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I've got a critique, actually.
Oh, go on.
What, on our show?
Just involved, no, not necessarily to do with the show, just involving this afternoon. So you made me a cup of tea.
Yep.
And I drank it, and I thought, this is strong. And it wasn't strong when I first had it.
Did I leave a tea bag?
Only until I got to the bottom. And went, what's that? The tea bag was still in the bottom.
I might have done that on purpose.
I don't know how it didn't split.
I might have done that on purpose.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the tea that keeps giving.
It was actually a really nice cup of tea, to be fair.
Yeah, it's because it kept giving.
Yeah.
On the show tonight, what's cooking?
Well, not my dinner.
No, but what other things are you going to do apart from your dinner?
New record of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, so Monday we get a brand new record of the week.
Yep. Hot 7 at 7.
Love that.
Find out what people have been voting for since Thursday.
Yeah, and you can do that on the website, radioessex.com.
You can.
And I'm going to reveal who's on the show this week.
So you got a guest this week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's getting ridiculous.
Of course.
Now.
I suppose you ain't got a little note yet.
Is it Elvis?
No. I mean, I'd be magic, wouldn't I?
You would be magic.
Yeah, you'd be magic. Is it somebody that's currently in the charts?
Yes.
In the hit parade? Okay. Yeah.
Hit the hit parade.
Is it
LinkedIn with it, my record of the week this week, so you'll find out.
So we'll find out. Right. 8 o'clock tonight, he'll announce that. 9 o'clock, we don't talk about Jojo on the radio from 6. The winner of the Dua Lipa, David Bowie, however you want to say it, competition. It's Bowie, I know.
Yeah.
It's
going to be David Bowie.
It's got to be, hasn't it? David Bowie, Modern Love, ending the show next. Out of time, but a good effort.
Yeah, it's really out of time.
The Walking Family, you're next.
I know when to go out.
See you tomorrow from 3.
Bye. I know when to stay in.
Jojo on the radio, coming up next.
Good thing done.
It's Bowie, Modern Love.
Monday. Completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.